Yo, what's going on, good people? We back again once again with another episode of the Realm Breakers Podcast. You already know who I am. My name is Gavin with the Cool Kids, call me GT. And we're going to have these lovely people introduce themselves. Who want to go first? Lady A, go
ahead. Hi. I'll tell you fine, and I'll take the stage because, you know, it's Lady A already about to tell you about your date and put a smile on your face. How y'all doing?
Boy, if you don't go.
Oh, that was it?
I
thought she was going to keep going. Anyway, nah. Yo, guys, what's good? Yo, dang, she threw me off. Yo, guys, what's up? This your boy Spiky Fox, a.k.a. Mr. Ron Wilson. Celebrity. Driver.
Okay. I some sinuses.
My sinuses is fine, ducks. Anyway, what's good, y'all? We back at it again with another popping discussion about stuff and things and things and stuff, and I got my ring light good. Check that out.
Yeah. Okay, so before we get on it, you already know we gotta go ahead and do the usual shit that most content creators do. Gotta plug in our shit. If you look in the description, all our social media garbage. You can also go to the website. It will be updated, rbmultiverse.biz. And of course, you can subscribe to the YouTube channel if you haven't, because we're gonna be bringing you more stuff. Also, appreciate the love that y'all gave us on that Yu Yu Hakusho live action reaction. We appreciate that, real talk, because we're in the 200 views now, even though we've been gone for months. So we appreciate that 100%. Thank you so much.
Get that algorithm in the throat.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna punch YouTube in the throat. Let them know we out here.
Adam's apples in your brain now, boy.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we're going to go ahead and go to our weekly segments. For those of y'all who are new to the podcast, we all are going to start having our own weekly segments. Just small little tidbits before we get into the nitty gritty. Think of this like a sandwich. Think of our weekly segments as the bread. Everything else is the meat, condiments, lettuce, tomatoes, all the other shit. And the last one that we do with the either ors or the guess who's, that's the bottom of the bread. Bam, a sandwich. So anywho, so we're gonna go ahead and start it off with Ron Wilson. Ron, question of the week.
Let's go.
Yeah, all right. Ron Wilson, random question of the week. Get your ass on the bus. I got some stuff to ask you. All right. Do you ever feel like when do you think you grew out of like your awkward, shy phase?
I'll go first. On that. Oh, okay. Go ahead. You go first on that, bro.
All right. Because me as a child, you know, I was skinny. Then when I hit 12, I got fat. I picked up the fork. But, but as a child, I was really hyper, and I was like, I wouldn't say hyper. I was chill, but I was like very animated. I was very giggly and goofy. And my mom, my folks used to call me a cartoon character. So it was like, but I was also like very like awkward. It was kind of like whenever I did something or tried to make somebody laugh or kind of goofy or whatever, it was always like, why you keep doing that? Stop doing that. So I guess like as I grew up and being around like different kinds of people all over, I still had that, but I kind of just like it kind of went from like here, and I just kept going down and got right like right here. So I feel like, and the more also, I never really, I'm still shy to a degree, but it depends on what happened. But I don't know, I feel like as I got, well, I think maybe by the time I got to like sixth grade, I feel like my whole like, you know, awkward me kind of, that super giggly whatever kind of went away. It's still here. It just now, it's not out.
It's refined.
Yeah, like yeah. you gotta know a nigga to get that.
Before you even get a taste of it.
Yeah, what taste?
Taste.
Yeah, taste. Yeah. Who get taste? Anyway. But yeah. What did y'all think y'all kind of like? There's like that small like part of you that kind of just like kind of fizzled out, or do you feel like it grew up with you?
In all honesty and fairness, my awkwardness and shyness, I felt like that went away during my senior year of high school. In all honesty and fair, reason being is because I kind of had this quiet demeanor And then me growing up over and then me getting tall overnight just didn't do anything for me. Because for some odd reason, everybody just think, oh, you tall now, you smelling yourself. No, god damn it. I'm glad I'm tall. I'm glad. I'm happy. But that don't mean I want to fight.
Hell yeah. Like what you say, man? People be like, hey man, you tall. I want to fight you for some reason.
Like the thing about it is like, okay, so when I first knew I got tall, when I got to like that 6 feet part, I was like 15. My sister came home, gave me a hug. She realized I was taller than her now. She's like, oh god, look at you. You got so big. That's telling me you can't whoop no ass. I'm like, what the fuck? And then her friend, who was like a friend of family, he came through like, hey man, look at you, dog. You ain't got so big. Still mean you can't whoop no ass. I'm like, what? I ain't trying to fight nobody. But anywho, my awkwardness and shyness, I know that went away during my senior year. Reason being is because when senior year hit, I stopped giving a fuck. Like, I stopped caring. When I tell you that the main goal, objective, you know, mission was to graduate and get away from everybody, that was the goal, that was the mission. No new friends, fuck clubs, fuck the senior trip, I don't care, fuck prom. I want to graduate so I can get away from these people. Because it's like what I said, and I tell the story all the time. Every time when I graduated, the first thing that came out of my mouth when I graduated, mom came up to me, hugged me, saying, I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you. Yada, yada, yada. First thing that came out of my mouth was, can we get the hell out of here? It wasn't no thank you or whatever. I'm like, can we get the hell out of here? Okay, I'm waiting on the triumph music. As soon as I walked out the door. Yep. Anywho, so...
What Final Fantasy is this?
Yeah, so I grew up, and the thing about it is like, and once again, the reason why we get out of that awkward shy phase is because for most people in all your years of high school, you were called ugly, you were called fat, you said nobody don't want you. But the minute you graduate and you go out into the public, all of a sudden you just fine as fuck.
or it's like what's up, bro? I ain't seen you in forever, my nigga.
Like, who are you? Who sent you? like dead ass. So now I'm not saying I heard the voices, because you know at first when they do that to you, yeah, I'm saying like you don't fall into the fact of, oh, I am fine as fuck. No, because the thing about it is you also dealt with that whole awkward situation where you got those mean girls, those mean guys, like, hey, she like you, and you all happy and giddy because you know you thought she was kind of cute back in the day. And she like, I don't like you. You ugly as fuck. And you just get crushed.
Why can't you just leave me the fuck alone?
Nah, I used to hate it when girls used to play along with that shit. Mm-hmm. And she's like, hey, I like you. I'm gonna carry my books. And they'll go get that awkward walk in the hall with, hey, boyfriend. I'm like, bitch.
like, seriously. So I would have to say my awkward shyness left me during my senior year of high school, because like I said, after like senior year, it was like, stop giving a fuck, dog. Ain't none of these people gonna do shit for you, so just graduate, do what the fuck you need to do, and move the fuck on. If you see these people again, cool, but that don't mean you gotta befriend them. And then that's when the asshole phase happened, and for some reason that just drew people towards me. I keep telling people I'm an asshole. I keep telling people, and every time somebody keeps saying, oh, you stuck with me, we friends, you stuck with me, I said, motherfucker, you decided to stay.
Hey, assholes attract assholes.
That possibly, but still, yeah, like, but yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say that I ain't gonna keep this too long. Go ahead, lady.
So it's me. Okay, so
all right, Riddler.
So me, on the other hand, I can't say that I necessarily lost my awkwardness, because I'm still awkward. I mean, I had a coworker just recently, I found out, called me weird. So I'm still awkward. Big facts.
Oh, I thought she was like, wait, don't say that.
Nah, big facts. But my shyness, I stopped being shy when I realized I wasn't always the only person scared. Like, a lot of times you're shy because you're in a, an environment of people that you don't know, whatever the case may be, and you feel like you're the only one feeling this way. And come to find out, especially after high school, when everybody start confessing how they used to like you and they used to think you were cute, didn't know how to approach all that bullshit, I realized I wasn't the only one scared. Like, there was really nothing to be shy about. Like, if I really, the only reason I was shy was because I was not comfortable with me. So when I became comfortable with me, no matter where I was, I'll play shy before I actually am shy. So, and that's only because I don't know you yet. You will think I'm the shyest, quietest person, and you get to know me and know just how wild and crazy my ass can be. So, but I've embraced every aspect of it. So I can't say I've even so much as gotten rid of my shyness either. I've just gained confidence.
It got refined. That's basically what happened. It got refined. Same thing what happened to this man. It got refined.
Yeah, later, like as soon as you, you know, as soon as you had that confidence and all that, all the other positive shit, not everybody wanna fuck. Like,
man,
because confident. Because here's the thing: confidence shows. That's the thing about it. Confidence shows,
especially when you start dressing better and stuff. That, especially when you start like really taking
loving yourself and take care of yourself and shit, and all of a sudden they're noticing. Like,
dang.
Right, but the thing about it, ain't nothing about you change. You just realize I love myself. I need to take better care of myself. That type of deal.
I give a fuck about my appearance now.
Right.
But not for everybody else. Just for
not me. For me.
Yeah,
for me and me alone. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So any other things y'all want to say about this topic before we move on to the next weekly segment?
Nah.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go ahead and move on with my segment, which is, you know, three random nerd facts, and this one's gonna be all about Jujutsu Kaisen, because Jujutsu Kaisen is one of the main topics that's gonna be on this week's podcast, so I figured tie into it. So the first fact of Jujutsu Kaisen that I found, and apparently it is legit, Kohei Horikoshi and Gege Akutami, for those of y'all who don't know who Kohei Horikoshi is, that is the creator of My Hero Academia. Yeah. They are really good friends, and they admire each other's work. And the funny thing is, they so close, they actually sat down and watched all of Neon Genesis Evangelion together.
Oh, damn.
And another fun fact about Neon Genesis Evangelion, it was the late Robin Williams' favorite anime. And Horikoshi would go as far as to say,
out of all anime, I didn't think that would be his.
Because the thing about it was a movie he played in where he actually had Shinji's mech as a figure, right? Come to find out, that was his that he used in the movie. And here's another thing. Horikoshi would go as far as to say Mahito is his favorite character because it reminds him of Tomura Shigaraki.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yep. And this is going to be a little bit of a morbid fact. Yuji's death was going to be the end of the series if it did not do well. And what did I mean? You remember that early episode where Sukuna pulled Yuji's heart out of his chest? Gege literally said if the manga did not do good, that was going to be the final chapter.
Going to be a messed up ending.
Yeah, and you remember how we heard, and you remember how we say Gege Akutami got his inspirations from Bleach? But not only did he get his inspirations from Bleach, he also got his inspirations from Yu Yu Hakusho, because Geto is inspired by Sensui from Yu Yu Hakusho. And Toto is based off of Kenpachi from Bleach.
I see it.
It's a lot of things. It was interesting. And one more final fact, and Gege Akutami confirmed this, apparently when Yuji eats the fingers, because somebody literally asked him a question, what do the fingers taste like? He said they taste like soap. So every time Yuji swallows a finger, he's swallowing something that tastes like soap. So
just fresh Dove everywhere. Dove.
I was thinking spring.
Maybe or Dial. Dr. Squanch.
not Dr. Squanch. Not shut up. Shut
up. Hey, Dr. Squanch. Hey, sponsor. I want some free soap.
Yeah, why the hell not? But anyway, those are my three random nerd facts. We're going to go to a new weekly segment, Lady A segment. Go ahead and tell them about your segment, Lady A.
All right, y'all. It's enough testosterone up in here. Ladies, we are going to talk about me.
Let Lady A cook.
Thank you. Let me cook because I'm about to make a good dish for you ladies because we are going to be talking about our three hotties of the week. Mind you, this week is kind of like a test run of it and I'm going based on some of the most popular ones except for one which is kind of like one of my faves. But eventually what I would like is for me to have you guys' opinion. Like, ladies, come on now. Who's your hotties? They be talking about their wifeys, they waifus, whatever the case may be. We know who we're talking about, ladies.
I got one. That's it.
So we are going to choose our three hotties. So this week we are going to let's see. I don't get my cheese knees together.
Get ready for a lot of abs.
See? Duh, it's anime. Shoot. 12 9-year-olds be having abs like they 40. Let's be real. So we're gonna swing into number three for me. Number three to number one. And my number three, ladies, is Levi from Attack on Titans. So I don't, y'all can have Aaron, y'all can have all them others, but Levi sway, he's swag, he's, you know, he just, I feel like he shouldn't, he'll know how to take care of you in more ways than one. I'm just saying. That's just my opinion. And since I've already got everybody's attention, we're gonna move on to number two.
I gotta hear this.
We are gonna go ahead and go to number two. Okay,
what, so number two. What's number two?
Number two is from one of my favorite ladies, and that is Bond from Seven Deadly Sins. Whatever the case may be. I love me some Bond. You can snatch me any day. I don't care. Snatch me 1,000 times and I will let it take it every day. So
I take it.
Gratefully. Anyway. Now to number one. Since we're talking about JJK, you should know, but you think you know, but it's not, because it's not Gojo. It is Kento. Baby.
Man, that's a
grown man. Do as I say, we gonna get it done, we gonna handle it, and we gonna keep it pushing. Like, daddy's energy. Like, yes, Kento, Nanami. I will be any of his kids' mommy. I'm just saying.
I love this so much.
But hey, that's just me.
So much. I love this so much. I do. I love it. I'm here for it.
So that is gonna be my three. I'm gonna keep my segments as short as possible. I'm gonna come out with more cute little things with it, and I'm gonna try to venture out into the world. Anybody who ever watches my TikTok, you know I always tell you about BLs to tell. I might bring up some of them as well, and you know, give me some options, ladies. I mean, I'm always up for watching a new anime. Any recommendations or whatever, so I can actually have a diverse of, you know, hotties. I might even create a poll for us to go with so we can all choose about our three hotties of the day. So this is Lady A segment of Hotties of the Week. And thank you for joining me. And let's not go in heat. All right, y'all.
Hey, yo. Hey.
I like that. That was fire.
Hey, oh, man, that was fire. Feel every piece.
That was so dope. Good job. Good job. I like
it.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. And I definitely will be advertising the fuck out of this all next week. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and move on to the first topic. Now, mind you, this is going to be a little serious before we get into the fun shit. But apparently, news going around that there is a possibility that Jujutsu Kaisen will be going on an indefinite hiatus.
Listening.
No, I almost said something. That's why I was like, shut the fuck up. The reason being is because apparently the poor working conditions going on at Studio MAPPA is what is causing this indefinite hiatus to be happening. The thing about it is MAPPA was also working with Zom 100, which also got a indefinite hiatus, even though a lot of people saying, but they're supposed to be coming out with new episodes on Christmas and things of that nature. Like, okay, cool, whatever, I don't care. It's still an indefinite hiatus. We don't even know if they're gonna air the rest of the episodes. So it can still be on an indefinite hiatus. So you can't really say much about this. But the fact that Jujutsu Kaisen, especially when it's on the highest rise, one of the biggest arcs it is known for, two manga readers and anime watchers, that is going on a indefinite hiatus is crazy. So in all honesty and fairness, we have no one to blame but the people at Studio MAPPA just causing these workers to work to the bone. Now I will admit this, the fact that they have to prepare a episode hours before it airs and it still comes out looking crisp, clean.
It's beautiful.
That is impressive. This is talent.
The attention to detail these episodes be having, they be so surreal. Like, I go back, I have to sit there and sometimes watch stuff in slow motion because I'm trying to see every flip, kick, punch, smile, everything. It is beautiful. These people are really, it proves that they really give a fuck about this anime. And also it's MAPPA is like head brass, like their head people, like they're working people so hard to the point where people are thinking about like themselves, like they are it's not cool. Like it, you even got all these animators on Twitter, X, all on sites and stuff like that, like making tweets and stuff saying that, hey, I'm out, I'm leaving, I ain't coming back. And a lot of these tweets have been deleted. They've all been, majority of them have been deleted, but a lot of head people, I'm talking about like animators and like higher up positions, are like really not fucking with this no more. Like they leaving and taking their talents elsewhere, but it's kind of hard. Because it's like, you know, how working is in Japan is just, it's kind of all the same. So it's like, if they do leave and go somewhere else, who's to say it's going to be the same in that place?
Or worse. Not
worse.
So it's just like, I don't know, it's MAPPA.
Damned if you don't.
Yeah, it's MAPPA, it's Toei, Shueisha. It's a lot of these animation studios that really treat their workers like robots. And can't treat people like robots because they're not robots. So I just feel like if you're gonna have these really super talented people, why not like make it easy for them? As though I understand it's money, it's a business, and you got a schedule to do and all this other shit, but at the same time you still got like actual like human beings working for you. They're doing everything that they can do. All this stuff is coming out on time. So like we haven't had, ever since season one, a late episode.
That's a lie.
To my knowledge. Yeah, I was gonna say to my knowledge.
That's a lie because they missed a week, but the only reason why I missed a week was because they were preparing for the Shibuya arc. Because remember, on the final episode of, you know, the flashback arcs and things of that nature, there was 1 week there was no episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So and then the week after, Shibuya arc.
Yeah, so like it's and MAPPA's list of stuff that they are working on is freaking huge. Like,
and that's another thing, bro. Stop picking up every goddamn thing.
Yeah, they picking up everything. They got Attack on Titan. They did Attack on Titan. They did Zom 100.
Finally
they
over.
They did Jujutsu Kaisen. They did.
They're gonna do Solo Leveling.
They did Chainsaw. They did Chainsaw Man, but we might not get a Chainsaw. We might not be getting a Chainsaw Man season two. Chainsaw Man did horribly in Japan.
They are about to get ready to do Solo Leveling.
Like,
and with the way MAPPA is going and the way people are literally saying that they're freaking done, we might not get Solo Leveling.
If we do
get Solo Leveling, it's gonna go to another company.
Yeah, we might not even get Hell's Paradise season two. They did Hell's Paradise.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
We saw her face.
Yeah. I didn't know they did Hell's Paradise until I
bro, MAPPA. Bro, MAPPA does a lot.
They did a few isekais. Like, it's, they out here. Like,
yeah, MAPPA ain't playing with y'all, man, like, for real. But still that does not, it doesn't change the fact that these poor working conditions is what got these people literally wanting to off themselves.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not even a livable wage.
Right. It's not a livable wage, but the thing about it, it's not even just MAPPA. It's also the mangakas as well. They're going through this bullshit as well. They're making little to nothing, even though they're pumping out magic every single time. And the funny thing is, somebody literally said, okay, so first of all, they're saying, well, why don't they just go on strike? I'm like, bro, this is not America.
I'm about to say, come on,
it's different over there, man. It's a whole different. That's a whole different freaking universe. They'll look at you like
your ass to your house.
They'll look at you like, man, all right. Hey, who want to animate for us?
Next. That's all it is.
I told you, man, they treat people like they are machines, like they are robots. I watch Japanese YouTubers, and they even say themselves that some of them have worked in that corporate type thing, and they'd be like, yeah, they're all like, everybody's like a robot. Everybody's mental state and everything, it's kind of just like, mental health isn't really like a big thing in Japan. To it, it ain't. It's like how mental health over there is like how mental health over here was in the 90s. Like, you just crazy.
70s.
Yeah,
just,
like,
it is what it is.
You just crazy. So,
or retarded.
Yeah. Ooh, she said the R word. But yeah, man, it's not cool. I don't, and I don't. They've been trying to stop this problem for years now, and these big old people, like, in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, just like, I had to go through it, so you got to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, hey, man, I don't know, y'all need some better younger people with a different mindset over there.
Yeah, you but know? The thing about it is, we can't say much about ourselves either, because we need that same,
I'm about to say,
going on over here.
Yeah,
because I feel like that's all around the world. Pretty much the older generation has pretty much, they need to retire at this point. They're still trying to run a new generation off old generation shit, and it's not working. It's killing us all. And the new generation is getting backlash, called all kind of names, disrespectful and whatever, when really we're just trying to stand up for our way of living, because we don't want to live the way y'all live. Like, we don't want to live to die. Like, no.
Yeah, like, a majority of these people is like in their freaking 90s. Like in the 80s and stuff. You trying to tell me
Stone
how to
ages.
Run?
Yes.
Like, back when y'all was playing with dirt outside. And you mean to tell me, like, you trying to tell younger people like how stuff should work? And it's like, those old ways of living and those old ways of doing things.
Back
don't
when
work
y'all
anymore.
Was kids, y'all houses was freaking 25% of what our houses cost now. Y'all living on the minimum
made of
wage.
Wood.
Seriously, living on minimum wage was almost like being rich back then. I mean, rent was 25 cents. Come on, now.
Yeah, like a lot of y'all straight out of college, or well, straight out of high school, already got a job, an apartment, and a car, with one job.
A house.
Yeah, with one job.
I'll get around, but yes, going around.
So, and all okay. So, basically, to close off this topic. When it comes to JJK being on the indefinite hiatus, if it happens, I can't get mad at it.
I am mad.
It is what it is.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing about it is, if y'all mad that this shit going on an indefinite hiatus, go watch something else.
Yeah, just watch something else, man.
So much out there, y'all.
Exactly. Like please it's go watch so something much. Else. This is not this like real talk. Like, yeah, don't trust me. I be ready to watch every single week. But if it means for them, but if they're saying we need to put this on an indefinite hiatus just so we can catch a break, do it. Fucking do
that
it.
That part.
Yeah.
Jeez, man, y'all, some of y'all need to take a month off.
Right. Like shit. Like for real. Like, yeah, do it. Fucking do it if you have to do it. But anybody else got anything else to say about this whole situation going on with JJK going on an indefinite hiatus?
No,
I think we hit the nail on the head, big bro.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get
we're gonna
meat and potatoes.
All right, y'all, we're gonna get lighthearted, man. That's our only serious thing we're gonna talk about, man. We at least gotta have one out here. So yeah, so we on the JoJo part two, man. Our topic today is anal beads or anal fisting. Which one y'all go with?
Wait, huh?
Boy, if you don't say the real fucking topic.
All right, nigga. All
right, y'all, we got JoJo part two, which is what is what is a superpower that only benefits you and no one else?
Healing yourself? You can't heal nobody else?
Hey. That part.
I always have exact change.
You always have exact change.
Always. If it's 5:45, I got that bitch.
That's dope, yeah. Though.
Low key.
But low the thing key. About it, but wait, the thing about it is, what if somebody come up to you and ask you for money?
Always got it.
Okay, but you said that this is something that can only benefit you, not nobody else. So somebody can literally come up and you say, hey, let me get $1 million. You automatically can give it to them.
Yeah. That's beneficial to them.
Yeah, yeah, it's beneficial to them. You
But I can say no.
Yeah, you can say no, but still you can benefit anyone who you want. Because the thing, because remember what I said, you can only heal yourself, but you can't heal nobody else. So that's only beneficial to me. Yeah, I can heal myself, but I can't heal you. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't know. That's how the universe want me to have these powers.
Yeah, but I ain't getting nobody no money.
Damn. So wait, we talking about superpowers, like powers that's like whoosh, or like actual natural powers?
It don't matter. It can be anything you want, just as long as it just benefits you the most.
Yeah, okay. It benefits you the most.
Let's think of natural powers, and my natural power is self-awareness.
Ooh.
Okay. Oh, you know what? You could be so self-aware that'd be like you dodge shit.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hey, a mosquito finna come get me. Yeah, bitch. You missed.
I pretty much already knew the mosquito was coming this way, so I just, you know.
Mosquito's like, what the fuck?
Oh, I would never miss fucking fly again. Oh my gosh, that would be awesome. You know how annoyed I am when they be buzzing around and you like swatting with like
and you always
a wet towel or whatever and always miss and they be right there.
Cut the wings off. That'd be bitch. Dope. You got a knife. You got a knife and go and cut the wings off and you fall in the toilet. Get flushed.
Damn.
That would be dope.
That would be dope. That'd be a fucked up way to die. But hey, you a fly. You eat shit. You only live 2 weeks anyway.
Self-awareness isn't that. That's not a bad ability. I actually like that. Mm-hmm. Because yeah, it can benefit other people, but it mainly benefits you.
Yep, because it's self-awareness.
And nobody can sneak up on you.
Nope.
You can never get scared.
Mm-hmm.
So you watch horror movies will be so fucking boring to you.
They have become that way.
Damn.
I'm able to predict. When I got my nails done, I just got my nails done. We watched two horror movies, and in both of them, I was able to predict either one, the person that was supposed to be a part of the horror movie was actually the person that was causing the horror, almost like some Saw shit, or two. Yeah, what is it called? Friday's Freddy's? Yeah.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
That is a caucus movie, okay? That movie was meant for the caucuses. I'm sorry. That is not.
I mean, I mean, it's based off a video game, so
I did not get that game at all. I mean, the game is actually pretty cool. The movie, it's yeah. Anyway.
Okay, so exact change, self healing, and self awareness. In all honesty, Devin, I ain't gonna hold you. It looks like yours the only one that can benefit other people, real talk.
I don't care.
Oh, you trying to think of more?
Mm-hmm. I'm about to get an Amber Alert. Ooh,
shit. Same. Me too. Yeah.
Where am I?
Fuck. You say, hey, if you don't know where you at right now, you need to go see Doc Schwartz.
That part. But I mean, no, honestly, this can be short, because it's not really much you can do, because remember, superpowers are supposed to be beneficial, although it is beneficial to you, but they are still beneficial nonetheless. And if you think of one, you're thinking, oh damn, I can do something. But the real question is, are you choosing to do it?
Yeah. Because my number one favorite superpower, well, my second most favorite superpower is cloning myself. So it'd be like, it benefit me, because I'm trying to clean up some. I'm trying to do it fast. Well, I just make like 6 me's. And we all just go, bam, just get it done. But I felt like with the job that I have, I feel like if people knew I could do that, they would abuse it. And you already know who I'm talking about. But
okay, but guess what? You know what you could have said? No.
Yeah, you're right. I ain't gonna tell no goddamn body. He'd just be a mystery.
Like, it'd be real funny. Like real talk, you just be like, I don't wanna go to work today. Hey, you clone 500. You go.
Not 500. You're not 500. Goddamn.
Nah, I ain't finna be twice in this bitch. Fuck that. That ain't finna be stop.
I ain't saying you finna be twice. I'm just saying, hey, clone 500. Go to work for me. All right. You already know what to do because you me. Yeah, I know. Increasing life. So how's work? Man, look.
and then I ain't even gotta ask him. I just make him disappear and I get all his memories.
I punch his fat ass in the gut.
I was like, hey, Biggie, what? I would say, what's up, Biggie Draws?
And Pissy, you like, oh shit, he really did it.
I'm finna get a phone call.
So you would clone yourself, you're finna get a phone call, but your clone is at work. So whose phone would they call? Would they call your phone or the clone's phone?
They'll call his phone.
It's the same. I mean, when you get cloned, everything on me get cloned. So if he leave, I leave with my backpack and a bunch of stuff in it, my house key, my vape, all that stuff. So if I clone him, he got all that.
Okay. So both of y'all gonna get the same call at the same time.
Nah, after he disappear, then I'm gonna get the phone call.
Yeah, if you let him disappear.
Exactly.
Nah, I'm not gonna do that. But then he's gonna start thinking, hey, I can leave right now, start a whole new life. No.
Yeah, main call.
I don't know. I would do that just for an experiment. I'd make a clone. I'd be like, look, you don't live here. Go and make your own life. And then the minute I realize he did something with himself, I'm just gonna snap my fingers and I'm gonna gain all that knowledge.
Damn, what if he had a girlfriend and all this other shit?
For real though. His wife and kids and house and job.
They all calling your ass and be like, what happened?
Then you be on a missing wanted poster and then they see your ass.
I'm not missing.
They see your whole another house you in and all this. What the fuck going on?
like real talk, I just snapped my fingers, I just gained all that knowledge. Oh my god, I got kids. I got a wife.
Literally.
I got a wife.
Oh shit. You gotta explain that, sis. Oh,
I live in Cali. What the fuck?
Yep.
I've been in some low rate, some indie movies. The fuck?
I voice acted in a video game? What is going on?
I was in Broadway once. I just tried it out to see if I liked it. And I did.
I loved it.
Damn. Holy shit.
But yeah, I'll have to go with the self-healing. Cause I don't care, even though I'm not really all that accent prone, I would like to do some self-healing. Like I can sit here, close my eyes, I wake up, I feel like I literally had my 8 hours of sleep. Okay, I'm good. Like, shit, let's go.
Damn,
let's
I
go
got start a the day. Damn, I got a migraine. All right,
we good. Let's go. Okay.
Yeah. Damn, I hit my pinky toe. All right.
Okay, so let's go ahead and move on to the next JoJo, which is JoJo Part 3. All
right, man, we in JoJo Part 3, man. We out here. We're gonna go get Dio, bitch ass. Fuck him up. All right, take a slice of life anime and turn it into a battle show.
First and foremost, this whole turn slice of life into different genres is some bullshit.
Why?
Because who wasn't here? Even though you came up with the topic. You wasn't here when you had me and Lady A
find out turn into a horror.
Yeah, turn slice of life anime into a horror anime.
Oh man,
you wasn't here. You
traumatized. Me.
Hey, do the calls, my nigga.
You back. I got you on the first one.
The host was calling. Yeah.
You hoboken.
She let me. She was like. Her first word in her head was bitch. I'll beat your ass. I'll claw your face up right man. Now, motherfucker. I'll go Wolverine on your ass right now.
Anyway, so.
Hey dog.
Anyway.
I was a cat.
My first was my. I lost the thought. Or in high school, host club.
Into a battle, Shonen? What the
yes.
fuck?
Wait. Isn't that the one with like it's some twins?
It's a host club. Yes, it's twins.
Yeah,
in it.
the blonde-haired
twins.
The
one's a girl.
They're blonde.
No, the twins are not blonde. The twins got like orange colored hair.
I know that one episode where like one was pink, so I thought it was, but yeah.
Yeah, because they were tired of being twins. Yeah. So what I was talking about is like, okay, so for those of y'all who do not know the plot Orin High School Host Club, if you don't know the plot Orin High School Host Club, what are you doing here? Secondly,
I'll leave, bitch.
The plot of Orin High School Host Club is about this girl who goes by the name of Haruhi. And she was transferred to a prestigious school because she's smart. She didn't have any money. Yeah. She didn't have any money. She was poor, but she was smart. So when she gets to the school, she stumbles upon a host club. And everybody was thinking that she was a boy because she looked it like a boy. Then she ended up breaking a very expensive vase. And everybody was like, oh, you fucked up. You got to pay for that vase. Now you have to work for us. But basically what they're saying is like, you have to become a part of our host club. So you have to be one of the dudes, you know, charming the ladies and everything. But then when they caught her changing, they realized, oh shit, she's a girl.
Yeah. And that's when everything changed.
Right.
And that's right. Though she still changed. Had to earn the money, but yeah, they were a lot nicer than she did. So.
Yeah. They were a lot nicer to Haruhi, and the fact that Haruhi actually did like think about it. That's what I liked about Orin High School Host Club was the fact that Haruhi didn't really have to put in that much effort to act like a dude.
At all.
Like real talk. She did not have to put in that much effort to act like a dude.
Nope.
So and think about it is I the only people who knew were the people in the host club. Nobody knew that she was a girl.
Yep.
Like she pulled it off that well.
Oh, but she got girls coming on to her and stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
Like heavy, hard, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, absolutely. Yeah. that. How would that be a battle shonen though? I would really like to know about that.
So you said just make it into one. That was just the first one that came in my head. So the way that, you know, she kind of comes into it in the Orin Host Club is like already like their own little clique. And when she breaks the vase, now she got to work for it. Now, just because they found out that she's a girl don't mean that she still got to work for it. So the hosts are, instead of hosts, are protectors. They're protectors of the girls, which are the rich girls, but also kind of like princesses, and they tend to get themselves into situations. So it's a battle of the princesses in a way, to where they're constantly fighting, and pretty much she earns her royalties to pay for the vase over time, to where she no longer has to be slaves to the Orin Host Club. That makes sense?
That's clean.
Yeah.
That's also clean as fuck. I watched
also,
that.
And also, maybe she can like fight other princesses that like high, that are like higher ranks.
Mm-hmm.
And she can like work her way up to where she's like owning the bitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm false with that. I actually like that concept. That concept sounds dope as hell. Great job, lady. Hey,
who's next?
Spiky Go. What's on you, bud?
All right, dog. All right. Anyway. All right. Oh, well, I'm going to take this is my last time. My last time using goddamn manga, man. All right.
He lying.
No, it ain't.
You lying.
No, it ain't. I put that on.
No, you lying. No, shut up. Don't you put it on nothing.
I put that on.
No, don't you put it on nothing.
A smart water, man.
It's going to be gone.
How you know? I keep them. Anyway, basically, Bakuman is about two best friends who want to become manga artists, but their family is not like, fuck that. You getting a real job, boy. But the main character, he ends up inheriting a manga studio from his grandfather. I gotta refresh my memory, but he does inherit a studio, like a whole building studio. So him, mm-hmm. his best friend, and a group of their other friends actually go into this place, and they have to like work to like keep it up, but at the same time they are writing this manga. And well, also some of their friends also have their own little side mangas that they do on the side. So the manga that the main character, his best friend, do is about a superhero character who is a crow. He has like a crow aesthetic. Like their character kind of looks like something from My Hero.
Also, fun fact, Bakuman is written by the same person who did Death Note.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't know that. It's such a lighthearted thing too. But we get, so basically
Takeshi Obata, that's the name of the mangaka.
So basically how I envision it as a battle shonen, because the character they created is a superhero. And he looks like something from My Hero. He really does. But I basically based it on whatever character they have, their pins that they have that they draw with, can transform them into whatever character they create. And sometimes there's also like a rival manga studio doing the same thing they're doing, but they make nothing but like horror anime, villains, all kind of stuff. And they take whatever villains that they make and turn themselves into that, and they just start, you know, basically destroying shit around the city or whatever. And the main characters, they basically take all their characters that they created, they turn into them, and wow, we're fighting against these other evil manga giant raptor niggas. Yeah.
Okay.
I put a little Kamen Rider in there too, so yeah. The concept wise, Monster of the Week type shit.
Damn, GT.
What? Say it with your beard.
First of all, great choices, both y'all. Orin High School Host Club, Bakuman, great choices. The fact that I thought of this on the fly, it's going to be so fucked up. And I feel like a lot of people going to look at me sideways for this anime I'm about to say. I want to turn to a battle shonen.
Fuck him.
But I don't care.
Respectfully,
of course.
I know respect.
School days.
I thought of that too. I knew you were gonna say that. Oh Lord, everybody finna get fucked and die. It's basically a battle hentai.
No. Here's the no. Here's what I'm gonna do. Here's what I'm gonna do.
I'm listening.
Okay, so yes, it will be a battle shonen. However, the plot of it is the girls, although they are still students, they are delinquents, and they fight each other for the love of that boy. Even though the boy is fucking with all of them,
he piping all up. Come on, just
damn.
Now, like what I said, this gonna be like they gonna be throwing hands, like, you know, like crows and high and low. They gonna be throwing hands like that.
This will be like,
so like they Sharkeisha throwing hands is what I'm hearing.
Yes, yes, exactly. Throwing yeah. hands, like, yeah, like that.
Like it's 50 on, it's 50 on 50.
Damn.
And the fact, not now. Listen.
Look, listen.
All I'm saying is like it would be, because if anybody is, it would be real funny if I decide to turn this into a battle shonen and still give it the anime ending.
But bloody.
The anime ending where the girl kills the guy.
Damn.
It takes his head on a boat.
takes his head, and old girl's like, where is he? And then I think she like slit her stomach open. She was like, there's no baby in there.
You ain't pregnant. Lie, bitch. I saw that part.
Yeah, basically. So school days. We're going to turn school days into a delinquent battle shonen. That's what we're going to do, where the girls just whooping each other's asses, trying to find the love of this boy who in reality ain't nothing but a fuckboy.
I'm about to say, don't give a fuck about it.
Ain't nothing but a fuckboy. So look, I'll give y'all some action with a shitty ass plot. That's battle shonen for you motherfuckers.
Damn.
I don't care.
Of course you don't.
I don't.
Of course.
I just don't give a damn. But great choices and great ways for the plot. Because the thing about it is, when you say Bakuman, the main thing, because you was thinking the same thing I was thinking. Different mangakas challenging each other. I would definitely like to see that. That would be fire. But yeah, so that was fun. That was fun.
You're a whore. Mm-hmm.
I know I'm horrible. I know.
I ain't say mm-hmm. that.
I am not what you just called. anywho, so any other things about this topic, or are we gonna move it on? Okay, I feel like we probably gonna have to move it on to JoJo Part 4.
All right, y'all. Hey, stay tuned next week. We're gonna turn animes into hentais.
No, but fuck, we ain't. I don't like that shit. All
right, y'all. We in JoJo Part 4, which is take some of your favorite characters and make them into content creators based on their personalities. I'm going first. All right, the characters I'm using ain't from the anime, but they got comics. They are from Marvel, DC, whatever. I'm taking the Ninja Turtles, TMNT. I'm gonna add Casey Jones in there too. You know, that's the homie. So out of all,
put April in there, bitch, too.
All right. But out of the main four and Master Splinter, basically, I'm gonna make out of all four turtles, Leonardo, definitely martial arts and definitely spirituality. He is nothing but just like Matt. He is the oldest brother, and he's the brother that takes on Master Splinter's mentality the most. So him and Master Splinter will be collabing on the same thing, technically. Be martial arts, spirituality, meditation, all that kind of stuff. All right. Raphael, fitness. Just lifting weights, getting gains. He's the second oldest brother. He's the strongest. He works out the most, like when it comes down to lifting weights, punching bags, that type of stuff. He does all that. Buff niggas. Raphael,
his whole show lady ain't
after oh this. Yeah, all right. Oh shit. But Raphael, complete fitness. Does a bunch of like he even got food plans and all that kind of shit. He gets sponsored by like HelloFresh and Factor and shit. All right, Donatello does nothing but tech reviews. He reviews computers, microphones, phones, game systems, just all kinds of tech. He teaches you how to do certain things on a computer, teaches you how to build PCs, you know, all that kind of stuff. Maybe a little bit of martial arts in there, maybe. He might collab with Michelangelo. He might collab with, like, let's say he might collab with April, so he might have April be the person holding the stuff and using it, you know. And then Michelangelo, skating, most likely a skating
bongs.
Well, yeah, most likely maybe
pizza.
It just be pizza. Be doing different kind of pizzas. But Mike is mostly gonna be doing gaming. Mike is gonna be doing gaming. Mikey just gonna be like the one that does more than one thing. He's gonna do mukbangs. He's gonna do gaming. He's gonna do streams. He's gonna do.
He's gonna be a whole ass content creator, basically. Yeah. In this,
he's gonna do a lot of skating. He's gonna do freaking parkour. He's gonna be doing all that type of shit like that. That's what Mikey's gonna be doing. Casey Jones. How to be a bit, maybe. He's not gonna do it whole. He's not gonna be a secret identity, but. Maybe a little bit. He's most likely gonna be collabing with Raph a lot because they boys like that. He most likely gonna collab with him a lot, and Casey probably gonna be doing a bunch of stuff like, hey, this is how you win in a street fight. This is how to get out of if someone comes behind you like this. This is how to break out of it. You know, that type shit. But yeah, those are my characters. I picked the Turtle Family.
Okay.
All right. Hey, what about you?
All right, since we choose a family, so I'm gonna go with friendships. I'm gonna choose Seven Deadly Sins.
Oh shit.
let's see. Let's go ahead and go with the Lion Sin first. Escanor. His content is gonna be conceited and undefeated. He's gonna be bragging about him. He's gonna be calling out everybody on their bullshit and daring them to fuck with him.
That's the name of his channel.
Yes, yeah, conceded but undefeated.
Oh, damn.
That's fire. That's fire. I like that.
Because his ass is conceded as fuck, but he is also undefeated. So, yes. Fuck around and find out.
Yeah, classic.
Let's see. Merlin gonna be witches and bitches. Because she got all the power. She got all the potions. She got all the other things.
Sound right.
You know?
Sound like a city girl.
Oh. She gonna turn all these bitches into witches. So yeah. Let's see. Vaughn is gonna be cooking on wings because he's the good cook and his wife got wings.
He's a chef. Wow.
So
he gonna be doing cooking videos.
He gonna be doing cooking videos because, you know, he got a family now. He finally got his Elaine, so he's gonna, you know, and then let's see. Now I can honestly see, I always forget the three knights' names.
Oh, you're talking about the Holy
trio.
Knights?
Yes, the Holy Knights. I always forget their names.
Gil Thunder, Hauser, him, and Grimmore.
Yes, I could see them doing the fitness all together. Okay. Training, fitness.
Back in the gym with the three knights.
Something of that nature. Let's see.
I can see King and Diane doing couples videos.
I can see that too.
It'd be dope too because she's a giant. So it'd be like, people be asking, how do y'all do stuff together? Well, I've been asking in the comments.
Exactly.
How do we do this? And we got some other comments about how we answering that. Okay, mind your business. So
basically, yeah.
Yeah, there's gonna be couples on a double. So they're couples and shit, they double trouble. They're two different sizes, so it's never meant to work either way. So they'll be giving advice and things on the nature of how to make shit work when nobody else really know how to make it work, I guess. And then you got perverted Meliodas, but he's only a pervert for Elizabeth, so
he gonna be doing prank videos on everybody.
Thanks. I was thinking that too. He's gonna be pranking everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, him and Bond are gonna be doing the Jackass.
Yeah, they'll be doing collabs and shit. They'll be doing Jackass and just blowing shit up. Bam, what's up, bam, y'all? This your boy Bond.
You watch Jackass.
you just see Meliodas run down a field and just jump up and blow up a mountain, and then the logo to pop up.
That would be clean as fuck. And then like the and all of what are they called? Who? God damn it, bad guys. I know the names.
Wait, who?
Bad guys. Well, not bad guys.
Wait, you talking about the
the tip of my tongue. The Ten Commandments? Yes, them. The Ten Commandments will have their own clique altogether. No, they won't. Because
Derriere and Mindspeed will be doing couple stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. They will be doing couple stuff. Well, not really. Because Derriere didn't really find out what she knew without knowing about Mindspeed. Shoot. Mm-hmm. Mindspeed would do a Secrets and Love type shit, because he pretty much held his love as a secret for the longest. Derriere, I can see her doing fitness because she's punching. She do boxing. There we go. Derriere is boxing.
Oh, boxing. Derriere knock your ass out, boy. Really, seen that shit.
And at the end of every video, she breaks a punching bag.
I can see that.
And the Archangels will have their own little thing too. Even though it's four of them.
Oh yeah. Miguel or Michael, the one who has Escanor, who originally had Escanor power.
Yeah, Michael.
Michael, they should have it to where they both still have that, and it's like a always a versus, like who's the strongest with it.
Okay, that'd be cool. Yeah.
Hey y'all, today we busting watermelons. We gonna see how many watermelons I can bust in a minute, and he gonna do his, and we're gonna calculate who win. All right.
Okay, so for me, and you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and stay with the trend. We're gonna keep going with Jujutsu Kaisen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yep, we gonna keep going with Jujutsu Kaisen.
I thought a cat jumped in the camera.
For real.
I thought a black cat came out of nowhere and said, what y'all doing?
And your mic mute too, lady. Okay, there we go.
God damn. Oh, freaking stuffed animal and scared the hell out of me. Yes! But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, JJK. Okay. Yeah, JJK. Because now, honestly, I can see Gojo being a vlogger.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can see Gojo being a vlogger and he's just going around messing with the rest of the crew.
Yep.
He gonna be pissing off Nine to me.
Definitely. Asking him shit ton of questions.
I mean, he basically gonna be like, hey, no, y'all, asking. We in town. I got Nine of me over here. Say Nine to me. Get that camera out my face. Go.
Thanks.
He punches the camera. Like, oh, come on, man.
Megami Fushiguro, you know Fushiguro, he's going to be doing the cute animal videos.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Bro.
Because he summons his animals. And another fun fact, when his Shikigamis are gone, like when they're dead, they can't come back, so he mourns them.
Mm-hmm.
Nobara's gonna be doing makeup tutorials. Because the thing about Nobara is she is very fashionable, and even though she is the exorcism witch and shit like that, she is very fashionable with it. So I feel like she'll do makeup tutorials and, you know, try-ons and things of that nature. She's fashionable. Yuji, I feel like Yuji can do like a foodie channel. He's gonna be like, hey guys, we're gonna go to this restaurant, we're gonna try this food. I'm gonna tell you what it's like. You know what I'm saying? He might be the new Keith Lee.
he can do challenges too. He's like, hey y'all, today we eating the hottest motherfucking chip in the world. You do that shit in the car.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff following me.
For real, like, hey, that's
he's so fat.
But yeah, but yeah. And Ghetto, No, the thing about Ghetto is Ghetto's gonna be doing all the creepy pastas and cryptids and creepy shit and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's like, hey man, we're going to this haunted church way back in the mountains.
I'm just waiting on this curse to pop up so I can eat the fuck out of it.
Gonna get swallowed.
Dead ass. So in all honesty, like shit, I feel like JJK's YouTube channel alone would just be a good time.
Thanks.
I mean, cause Total like, hey y'all, we got this fitness going on. I got my bro with me, Yuji. What's going on, Yuji? Like,
hey, man, we doing 15 reps today.
Yeah, we doing 15 reps today. Hey, don't you swallow that finger, boy.
that could be a thing with everybody who freaking collabs with Yuji. It's like, hey man, don't swallow that finger.
It could be a whole thing. Yeah, like straight up, like, but like that would be fun for them being content creators, but yeah. So you chose TMNT, Lady A chose 7 Deadly Sins, I chose JJK. Not bad. Those are some good, great choices actually. So we're gonna go ahead and go to this new game we got called Either Or. And tis the season, and the reason why I'm saying tis the season, because let's be fucking real, don't nobody give a fuck about Thanksgiving but the food, okay? Don't nobody give a good goddamn about because think about it. It's funny how as soon as Halloween ends, all they think about is Christmas.
Thanks.
So real talk, let's be real with it. Don't nobody give a fuck about no Thanksgiving. Hell no. So
I was playing on November 1st. What you mean?
Right, but all we care about is the food. And what better way we gonna do this is called Either Or. We're gonna choose two things that are kind of in the same category, and we gonna see which one we like the most. And we doing Thanksgiving sides. And the Thanksgiving sides we doing is mac and cheese versus that good old homemade dressing.
Not stuffing.
Exactly. Not stuffing.
They ain't the same damn thing.
For all you northern motherfuckers out there.
No shit in the box.
It's not other than Jiffy. Exactly. Yeah. But anyway, what y'all got to say on this? Because here's the thing with me, I like both.
Thanks.
It will probably be the most thing I get on my plate. I ain't gonna even hold you. It will probably be the most thing I get on my plate is mac and cheese and dressing. I love, but if I have to choose, I'm gonna have to go with that mac and cheese. I'm the mac and cheese.
Exactly. Yeah, man, I'm picking Big Mac too. Not the sandwich, but I'm picking mac and cheese too, man.
You better give me that homemade mac and cheese with the melted cheese on the top.
Hell yeah, I want that shit. I want that shit baked.
Dressing, that's good thing about dressing
is the fact that like I can have like maybe I have it on my first plate, my second plate ain't going back for
it. I'm going for another second.
I'm about to say first, second, and third, like, is like, have it.
Like I like it, but it's hitting the first. It ain't getting no sloppy seconds.
It's getting on all plates, and it's a go plate.
But then mac and cheese, I can eat that shit all day.
True, but you like true. Pasta, you biased.
No, but it's just that it's just mac and cheese and ham and potato salad. You know, them the things I be looking forward to the most. Maybe sometimes the sweets, it depends on what sweets is there.
Like, oh, mind y'all, just let y'all know by the time the next video come out, Thanksgiving would have passed, so that's why we doing this now.
Yeah, right now. But yeah, man, like I like dressing, but it just for me it gotta be certain people in the family gotta make it. If my mama make it, I'm eating. If my cousins on my granddaddy's side, if they make it, I'm eating it. If it's like
that same goes for macaroni and cheese too.
Facts.
Yeah. It's same thing. It kind of go the same thing with everything.
Same go for ham too. Because I'm telling you, if motherfucker bring the wrong ham that's not, you know, smothered in some brown sugar honey and some.
Yeah, if it ain't moist, if it ain't like, if it's dry. It's
dry?
Strong, yeah, who the fuck? Dry ham, bitch, you might well just be turkey.
What y'all say?
Thanks.
Dry?
Thanks. Pissed me out.
But yeah, but
I guess I'm gonna have to go ahead and make this a trio. I'm gonna stick with the mac and cheese too.
Yeah, I'm being Big Mac.
Yeah. So, shit, that was fun. Yeah. That wasn't hard at all.
Yeah. Hey, man, we're not disrespecting the dressing. We just
no, we're not disrespecting
the dressing. We just saying the mac is superior.
Basically, we putting it like this. Let's say you at Thanksgiving. Yeah. You with your family. You yeah. chilling.
Yeah, close your eyes and imagine it.
And you can say what you're thankful for. but you're also sitting here and you're about to get ready to eat. Yeah. And somebody is saying, preferably, since we all chose mac and cheese is going to be there, but there's no dressing.
You still eat.
Give a fuck.
Exactly. See what I'm saying? Because here's the thing.
No. Because if you came up there and there was no mac and cheese.
Nigga, somebody finna get punched in the stomach.
Whose responsibility was this? Like, who dares betray the patrician? The tradition. The nigga tradition.
God damn it. Nigga tradition?
Because that's exactly what it is.
Boy. Oh my God.
That's exactly what it is. How dare you not have the macaroni and cheese? Whoever forgot it, you will no longer have the nerve. You have been banned.
You have been downgraded to cups and plates, bitch.
Facts. And rolls.
You hear that?
Not the
cup. Hey, you are downgraded to cups and plates.
Oh,
how
shit.
Dare you forget get the all,
you get all the paper plates, the cups. You might.
You better get enough.
You might be. We might let you get some sodas. Other than that, you ain't getting shit. No food, bitch. You downgrade the styrofoam. You downgrade the styrofoam.
Damn.
I can't.
Not even paper.
Okay.
That shit better bend and not break, motherfucker.
Oh my God.
You better get that shit from Dollar Tree either. These gotta go to Family Dollars or Dollar General.
No,
hell no,
Sam's.
Bitch ass,
Sam's or Walmart, motherfucker.
Yeah, this motherfucker got no Sam's card. Your Sam's card.
If you don't have a Sam's card nor a Costco card, you have no business making macaroni and cheese anyway, because you need to get these two things of Velveeta and all kind of mixes of everything else. So, no.
Don't walk in this bitch with no craft. Okay. Oh, that watery shit.
This is why I chose to do it. This is why I decided to make this something.
Damn.
I'm walking this bitch with no crowd. Yeah, I better not see not one blue box of this bitch.
Oh, disrespectful.
Shit, but okay. The winner, mac and cheese, ding ding ding, in more ways than one.
TKO.
Anywho, so now that we done with that, we're gonna go ahead and say these closing statements. So y'all go ahead and tell the good people goodbye. All
right, y'all, we're gonna see y'all next time, man. Big Mac gang. All right, I want Big Mac gang in the chat. I want Big Mac gang in the comments. Also, if you like this freaking episode, watch another one. You know why? That's how the algorithm works. Okay.
Yeah, watch the latest episode where we talked about things in the anime community that pissed us off. We actually got real deep in that one.
Yeah, you hear that, Richard? You hear that?
Whoever Richard is.
Okay. You too, Kevin. You've been slipping lately. But yeah, man.
Kevin always slipping.
Oh, yeah, always. But yeah, y'all, leave a like. Leave a like. Hit that description box, man. Check out all our individual stuff. We're going to see y'all next time. Now get off the bus. Not
before
y'all.
You go.
Them. Not y'all. Them.
Before you go, I gotta let you know that the curtains are closing on this show.
Oh yeah.
But don't run to the door because you need to come back tomorrow. All right.
Hey, hold on now.
You're gonna always need to come back for more, because we come in every week with this. So this algorithm needs to, you know, like us, right? And if you like us, you need to show us, right? Show us some appreciation.
Yeah, man.
Comments, likes, shares.
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah.
What's good?
Yeah.
Are we gonna drag your ass in the hood? But either
yeah.
or.
Hell yeah. Back in the back of the van with the 6-wheel drive.
Out the trunk of your ass. But look here.
Come for Kevin and Richard. I ain't forget about you, nah. Jonathan.
Or Jamal. So.
That's a nigga.
Yeah. Oh, but this has been fun, but it's all done. So we're going to go ahead and get GT to end this done. Let's go.
All right, y'all. Y'all already know I'm about to say another podcast done, another round broken. We appreciate y'all for coming out. And of course, it's like what? They all said, come back for more, because we're going to have some more stuff for you. Y'all know the Game Award. Y'all know the Game Awards coming up. Y'all know we're going to talk about that. And just a little announcement. We're going to see if we can, you know, bring out some more reactions, because it's like what I said. I don't know. When I saw how much love that Yu Yu Hakusho video got, I'm like, nah, we need to make more. We need to make more reactions. And in all honesty, if we gotta utilize the tools that we have, god damn it, I will do that shit. I guarantee you. But as always, y'all get your necks ready. Have to remember to always, and I mean always, share this bitch. There we go. Yeah, now nobody need hurt. But go ahead.
Got sturdy.
Yeah. But anyway, y'all, we finna go ahead and get on up out of here so we can get you guys some more content coming to the channel. As always, my name is GT, and we are the Round Breakers. And remember to keep breaking all the realms.
Fucking the multiverse up.
One at a motherfucking time.
And we'll catch you guys later. And we out.
Wear a condom.